Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
It's a chilly start this morning. Our temperatures are close to freezing, but we're looking at what could be the nicest afternoon this whole week for Thanksgiving. And for a second year, many stores that have traditionally stayed open on Thanksgiving Day will be closed. We're checking on what's open if you need something.
Plus, the three men found guilty of murdering Ahmaud Arbery are spending Thanksgiving in jail. What's next in this case that's captured the nation's attention?
And for many people, Thanksgiving is about giving back to the community. You're looking live at the Durham Rescue Mission, where volunteers are working to feed hundreds of people. Thank you so much for joining us on your Thanksgiving morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey in for Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's great to have folks here getting an early start. We know what's happening out there. Elizabeth Gardner with the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Looking at the forecast, it's just going to keep getting better on this Thanksgiving day. Love it.
We're going to get so lucky today. It's going to be the one day where our temperatures climb into the 60s, and it's going to be dry and sunny. It's going to be nice. Our winds have started to shift now to southwesterly. This is the key to our warm-up today. Those southwesterly winds are going to bring in this nice, mild air just for today. 33 is our temperature. Now, don't get me wrong. If you have to go out, maybe you're out looking for that last ingredient that you forgot. It's cold out there right now. 29 in Wilson and Rocky Mount, 28 in Goldsboro, 32 in South Hill, 32 degrees in Roxboro. We head down to the south, 25 in Sanford, 30 in Fayetteville, 29 in Irwin. Of course, it being that it is 6 o'clock, a lot of people are thinking about turkey trot. We're going to talk about our turkey trot forecast in just a few minutes, but you get the gist of it. It's going to be chilly this morning. We'll climb to 45 by 10 o'clock and a quick warm up into the low 60s for this afternoon with lots of sunshine. Our next big weather maker, and it's maybe a smaller weather maker, is some rain for overnight tonight. I'll show you the timeline for that coming up.
And if you need to trot to the grocery store, we have the answers for you. You want to check, make sure you have all your Thanksgiving dinner ingredients early this morning. There are some stores that usually are open for the holiday but are closed this year, and others that are closing earlier than normal. WRAL's Naya Harden is live at Wegmans with what you need to know if you do need to make that last-minute grocery run. Naya, good morning.
Good morning. Well, we are already seeing people out here trying to get those last minute items. You can see right there people walking to get inside of Wegmans here. And for a lot of stores today, like Wegmans, they're going to open early and most of them will be closed by early afternoon. Food Lion, Harris Teeter, Lowe's Foods, Whole Foods, and some Walgreens and CVS locations will also be open today. Other major stores like Walmart, Target, Publix will be closed. You may also notice some stores have a limit on how many items you can buy. WRAL spoke to smart shopper Faye Prosser about this as well as the morning rush.
We are seeing that at this point, at least as of yesterday, stores still had a pretty good stock of most of those essential items. So you should be in good shape, but I would not wait too much longer to get the items that you need because there is going to be that last minute rush.
And Faye Prosser has a complete list of all the stores open in our area. You can go to WREL.com or the WREL News app. Naya Harden, WREL News, Raleigh.
And also for Black Friday shopping, the WRAL Smart Shopper has been pulling together deals for weeks now, so you know just where to spend your holiday dollars. Search Black Friday on WRAL.com for best buys, must-haves, coupon codes to check off all the people on your list.
AAA expects Sunday to be the busiest travel day of the Thanksgiving holiday. Here's a live look right now at I-40 near I-440 between Garner and Raleigh and I-40 at Fayetteville Road and Durham. Both pretty busy this morning. If you plan to hit the road today, AAA says the best time to do so, the best time to leave is before 11 o'clock this morning. The worst time, do not drive if you can't. If you can help it, don't drive between noon and 3 p.m. And if you need to get tested for COVID today, your best option may be rapid tests sold in stores. This is Sky 5 video of people lining up to get tested at the Wake County Health and Human Services Center on Kidd Road yesterday. Testing sites run by Wake County are closed today and tomorrow, but they will reopen on Saturday. In Wayne County, testing sites will be closed for the weekend. And in Orange County, testing sites are closed today, but the site in Hillsboro will be open tomorrow.
We've had some recent ups and downs, but North Carolina has made significant strides containing the spread of COVID since last Thanksgiving. Average new cases 45% lower now than they were last year. We're also seeing 32% fewer deaths per day. 38% fewer people were in the hospital. After Thanksgiving last year, we saw a spike in COVID cases leading up to the new year. That was before the vaccine was widely available. So right now, 57% of people in North Carolina are fully vaccinated. The state has also started tracking booster shots. More than 1.3 million people have gotten a booster shot.
The murder trial may be over, but the men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery will be back in court again next year. Greg McMichael, his son Travis McMichael, and neighbor William Roddy Bryan face life in prison, but a sentencing hearing has not been set. Next, they'll go on to face federal hate crime charges in connection to Arbery's death. That trial is set for February. And here in North Carolina, community leaders say the guilty verdict is a relief, but the work to address racial injustice is far from over. No arrests were made in Arbery's killing until a video recorded by Bryan was leaked months later. Activists hope this case encourages more young people to join the movement in pushing for social justice reform.
Today is not a stopping point or a time of closure. We would have never gotten here if it hadn't been for the video.
The three men convicted of murdering Arbery are expected to file an appeal.
Even as police have promised to increase patrols, people are still targeting stores with coordinated takeover robberies. Have you seen these? It's a recent trend that has hit several stores across California over the last week. This time, a Nordstrom store at a Los Angeles mall was the target. Five people stormed into that store, ran out with all they could carry, and police say they all left the scene in the same car.
Happening right now, when you're preparing Thanksgiving dinner for hundreds of people, you need to start early. WREL's Casey Cunningham is live at the Durham Rescue Mission this morning, where people are already preparing a feast for people in need. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Michelle. And first, they're not going to like this, but I've got to put this group on TV because these are the real heroes behind this event here. They have been up all night cooking these turkeys. And the organizer of this event here at the Durham Rescue Mission tells me they do this every year. Every year they are so committed to be here and serve this community. It's pretty incredible. Let's take a look at these turkeys. You can see them cooking here now. Absolutely beautiful, that golden brown color. They're cooking 450 turkeys. And according to organizer Ernie Mills, he tells me they have just enough for this year's event. Listen to this.
You know, our turkey donation has declined this year. We have enough, you know, barely enough, and we're going to make it work. We're still collecting hams for Christmas, trying to get prepared for that, and we also need toys.
So you can drop off donations at the Durham Rescue Mission. I've also got to show you this. This is the next step in the whole process. This is happening in another room right now where you can see volunteers have started showing up to cut the turkeys and get them ready to serve. Next, we'll start on the sides, and we will be here live, bringing you that all morning here live from the Durham Rescue Mission. Casey Cunningham, WREL News, back to you.
Well, Casey, that is a great Thanksgiving Day tradition here in our area. And here's another one from the WREL Live Center. We're taking it live to New York City, where they are getting ready for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, the 95th annual parade. We have in-person crowds back this year for the parade. Last year's was kind of a TV-only affair, but we're getting ready for the full shebang later this morning. Participants already starting to line up there in New York City. And organizers say that a lot of preparation has gone to make sure that this morning's parade goes off without a hitch.
This is what we all need right now, right? A little happiness and joy right before the holidays.
We've got some new balloons in the parade this year, and of course, the marching bands, 28 floats, 9 performing artists are going to be out there through the morning. And with the tragedy that happened in Wisconsin last weekend, security is top of mind. New York's mayor said there are no credible threats against the parade, and New York police say they are stepping up their patrols. You can watch this Thanksgiving Day tradition this morning here on WREL. Coverage begins at 9 a.m. from NBC. Back to you.
Add to that a Holly Springs dance group among those to pass through Herald Square in New York during the parade. Coming up, their trip to the Big Apple and the key to preparing for today's performance on such a big stage. And less than a month after the CDC approved the COVID vaccine for kids, and doctors already noticing a drop in demand.
And today looks like the nicest day of the week. Timing working out just perfect for us on Thanksgiving with a high in the low 60s. Some rain rolls in overnight. That could affect your early Friday morning shopping. I'll show you the timeline for those showers coming up.
from the WRAL Severe Weather Center, the Weather Rate certified most accurate forecast.
It is 6:12, and the sun is just beginning to light things up. You can see there in Goldsboro. Perfect. This is going to be gorgeous. We're going to see that pretty sunrise at the same time that we can see those gorgeous holiday lights there. But it is chilly. Look at that. It's 28. It's 24 in Sanford. That was the temperature we dropped to in the Triangle area yesterday morning. But right now in the Triangle, it is 33 degrees. Heading out the door, if you forgot something, or if you're maybe heading out the door for traveling today to visit family and friends, it's a cold start with temperatures close to freezing. And then after that, we're going to warm up nicely. Maybe you're headed out the door to a turkey trot. A bunch of my friends are going, and I can't be there with them, but I'm happy to be here with you. Our temperatures will be in the 30s for turkey trots around the area this morning.
New COVID-19 cases have been on the rise for about a month, nearing an average of 100,000 a day over the past week. And experts worry it could be the start of a new wave. By mid-December, the CDC predicts as many as 12,000 Americans could be hospitalized, and the overall COVID death toll could grow to more than 800,000. Based on where the death toll stands now, that could mean nearly 50,000 more Americans will die from COVID over the next 3 weeks.
And Jeff, doctors say vaccines could help us avoid a post-holiday surge in COVID cases. This morning, local health officials say vaccinations among children has been slow, though steady.
If we feel comfortable giving these vaccines, whether it's COVID or otherwise, to our children, I think there is a good chance that you should feel comfortable doing the same for yours.
Statewide, there are about 500,000 doses of the pediatric vaccine still unused. And a new study warns COVID-19's impact on the U.S. healthcare system may lead to more cancer deaths. Researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard found that significant decreases in CT imaging for cancer continued even after the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic. They say that could delay diagnosis and treatment and raise the possibility of more advanced cancers and poorer outcomes for patients.
COVID-19 isn't the only thing doctors are watching right now. The new flu season is upon us, and the CDC is seeing increased flu activity among young adults and college students. Experts are concerned the flu and novel coronavirus both circulating could stress healthcare systems across the country. The CDC is anticipating an increase of the flu this winter because people just aren't getting their flu shots.
An actor has joined the list of oath keepers charged for participating in the U.S. Capitol riot. James Beeks is charged with obstruction of Congress and unlawfully entering Capitol grounds. According to court documents, the 49-year-old regularly performs as a Michael Jackson impersonator. He also played Judas in a national tour of the musical Jesus Christ Superstar. He has been suspended indefinitely from that cast. And an update this morning, a Knightdale police officer seriously hurt in a crash that killed one of his colleagues still has a long road to recovery ahead of him. Officer Cody Hagler was responding to a crash on I-540 alongside Officer Ryan Hayworth in October when they were hit by a driver. Hayworth died. Knightdale's police chief tells WREL Hagler is doing well, all things considered, but still has several surgeries ahead of him.
A place at the table is a pay-what-you-can cafe in downtown Raleigh. It is again teaming up with Gonza Mexican Restaurant to serve free breakfast tacos on this Thanksgiving morning. It's happening outside the cafe in downtown Raleigh from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. The cafe serves a lot of homeless people and those who are struggling all year long. And the cafe is going to be closed today, but that Gonza truck will be out there. They'll have their food truck outside. Also today, Durham-based Go Yankee To Go is hosting its first annual sauce-giving food truck parade. The Go Yankee food truck will serve free bowls to more than 300 people in Durham. The food truck will be at Oxford Manor from 11 a.m. to noon, then at Cornwallis Road from 12:30 to 1:30, and at McDougal Terrace from 2 to 3 p.m.
We are just one day away from our second annual WREL Nights of Lights. You can enjoy light displays featuring Santa's playful elves and the WREL North Pole Workshop along the 1.3 miles through Dorothea Dix Park. The COVID-safe event starts tomorrow and runs through December 24th. You can find tickets on WREL.com/lights.
We're going to notice a few familiar faces at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
These dancers are so committed and so disciplined. And so by the time we get to New York, we're so prepared and so ready. And they're just great kids. So I think, you know, all of that commitment helps them to shine.
And shine they will. That was Marilyn Chappell with the Holly Springs School of Dance. And more than 70 of the school's dancers are in the Big Apple, getting ready to take center stage in the parade lineup this morning. Cannot wait to see them. You can watch all the action this morning, 9 a.m. right here on WRAL. And the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will then be followed by a parade of dogs. The National Dog Show is at noon.
Very exciting. And before you start preparing your turkey this morning, we have a few tips from the CDC for you. This is really important. The CDC says you should never wash a turkey before cooking it, as it carries the potential for contaminating other foods or services if it spreads. Stuffing in the bird should also be cooked to 165 degrees Fahrenheit. And when it comes to leftovers, you should put them in the fridge as soon as possible. And speaking of turkey and food, not everyone wants to cook on Thanksgiving Day. If you're one of them, that's okay. There are a number of national restaurants open today, although hours might be adjusted. Among them, Bob Evans, Boston Market, Cracker Barrel, Denny's, Golden Corral, McDonald's, Ruby Tuesday, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, Waffle House, and Wendy's. To see the full list, head to our website, WRAL.com.
And if you're standing next to a hot fryer outside, you won't necessarily need the heat off of that today to keep you warm, because Elizabeth Gardner and WRAL Severe Weather Center, low 60s. I mean, this is going to be nice.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. I mean, you know, a few weeks ago, we thought 70s were nice. And then, you know, it's been pretty cold in the last few weeks. So that 61 will actually be the warmest day of the next seven. It is pretty out there. Look at this. That beautiful tree lit up in front of the Memorial Auditorium there in downtown Raleigh. High pressure is going to keep things dry for us today and bright. But here comes our next weather maker. This is going to move in with a small window of rain early in the morning. And typically, it would be a time when it shouldn't really affect anybody. But if there are any shoppers that are headed out overnight or really early tomorrow morning, you're going to run into this band of rain. There's thunder and lightning between, say, Memphis all the way down through Houston along this line, but we're not likely to see thunder and lightning with it. Here's a look at Futurecast. This is from this afternoon into the evening. We'll see clear skies. Gradually, as we get closer to midnight, the clouds will begin to thicken up, and then the rain rolls in. Between 1 and 3 a.m., we begin to see some of the rain across our viewing area, and we'll pause it here. That's the back edge of it, about 4 or 5 a.m., and then by 7 a.m., it is out of the viewing area. So we're just talking a few hours at any one spot and less than a quarter of an inch of rain. Most of Friday looks good. Here's 7 a.m. Our skies are already beginning to clear, but winds will be shifting to northwesterly, and it will be much cooler and fairly blustery as well. It'll be, you know, kind of a bit of a raw afternoon for us on Friday. Saturday, though, starting to look fine. We'll be mid-50s with plenty of sunshine. Sunday, we have another front that comes through. Right now, this front looks dry, but we'll see some cloud cover late Saturday. A quick little southerly flow warming things up potentially just briefly, and then that front comes through, and that will help to drop temperatures again. That front, even though it'll be dry for us, will create some messy conditions up into the northeast. If you happen to be traveling there by, say, Sunday into Monday, it could be a bit messy there. Our chance of rain is, again, really minimal. We're looking at less than a quarter of an inch. 20% chance for early Friday morning, and a 20% chance on Sunday. It's going to be a great weekend to decorate, really. We're going to see skies clearing nicely on Friday. Our temperatures will be in the 50s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but we'll see clear conditions, and that'll make for some good decorating and some chilly football. Carolina's at NC State, big rivalry on Friday night. It's going to be cold out there, temperatures ranging from 46 at the beginning of the game to 37 as things are wrapping up, so make sure you are bundled up. Of course, Hanukkah begins on Sunday. Sunday looks like a nice quiet day. Hanukkah begins in the evening. We move into Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday, one of our favorite events here at WRAL, three tower lightings. The weather looks good for that.
Very exciting. All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Need to make a last-minute run to the grocery store? Because I do. or are you hoping to catch an early Black Friday deal? We're on top of what's open and what's closed today.
And Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers addresses reports that he has COVID toe.
All right. And coming up on the Today Show, one day after three men were found guilty in the shooting death of her son, the mother of Ahmaud Arbery will talk about the verdicts.
Also, here are your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
In what's trending this morning, the new balloons we'll see during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, Jeff.
How about it? Out of the 15 giant balloons that we will see this year, six of them are brand new, including this one, Al Roker's favorite right here, Baby Yoda. Pikachu and Eevee, Ada Twist, scientists from Netflix, a new design of Ronald McDonald. Coming up at 6:45, just a little bit from now, NBC's Jay Gray will join us from New York with what other exciting things we can expect to see during the parade, including our Holly Springs dancers. Can't wait.
So exciting. I think it must mean that I'm getting a little older, though, Jeff, because I don't know half those balloons.
Yeah,
I know Pikachu, and I know Ronald McDonald.
We've heard those.
But the Eevee, is that a Star Wars thing?
I don't know.
It's bad that I don't know that.
We're going to find out.
Yeah.
Yoda is a Star Wars thing.
Oh, you're right. You're right. See? I don't know. Well, a sequel for Clifford the Big Red Dog is in the works. Paramount made the announcement after the movie got off to a good start at the box office. The studio says it's the most watched original film to date on its Paramount Plus streaming service. Clifford the Big Red Dog, that I remember.
The book.
Right? Yes, the book, exactly. Yeah.
In movie form, larger than life. Pretty cool. This is a story we've been following. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers took his shoes and socks off to prove he doesn't have COVID toe. In his first game back after testing positive, he said he had a toe injury, actually left the game. And that led to some questions, but now he's setting the record straight.
Just so I could show you the lesions on my foot here, Rob. So if I have enough room on this camera, let me see if I can. Oh, there's no lesions whatsoever.
Not sure what to believe about Aaron Rodgers anymore. He says his toe is broken, and the moment is getting a lot of reaction online. One person tweeted, if Aaron Rodgers' nickname from now on isn't COVID toe, then we're doing everything wrong. Rodgers seems to be playing along with the joke and changed his profile photo on Twitter even. Check it out, to a screenshot of his toe.
Oh, my goodness.
If your Thanksgiving tradition includes a heaping helping of football, we have you covered for that. You can watch the Bears take on the Detroit Lions, 12:30 on Fox 50. And WREL over there a little later tonight, Buffalo Bills taking on the New Orleans Saints. Coverage of that starts at 8 o'clock. Meantime, the risk of fire is high in Southern California. Most of that area is under red flag warning through tomorrow. Santa Ana winds are gusting up to 60 miles per hour. Humidity is very low. That combination makes for an increased risk of fire danger. Officials have told residents there that they have to temporarily shut off their power to reduce danger.
And a Virginia fire department is hoping to send a big donation to West Africa to help save lives there. The Charlottesville Fire Department is trying to send a fire engine to Ghana, but they need help to cover that hefty shipping cost. Right now, they're about $7,000 short. A local organization is planning to host a concert in December to help raise the funds needed. And four ambulances sent to Wake County to help with the pandemic will return to FEMA after Thanksgiving. The ambulances and crews from FEMA have been helping Wake EMS. That help will leave November 29th and 30th. Wake County is one of 10 counties in the state where FEMA sent additional EMS to help.
Well, if you're prepping that Thanksgiving meal right now and forgot a little something, don't worry. There are some stores still open today. We're going to tell you coming up.
And good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. We are live here at the Durham Rescue Mission. Coming up next, we'll tell you all about the turkey cooking process. It's been happening all night. Plus, if you missed helping for Thanksgiving, we'll tell you how you can help them out for Christmas.
And it's going to be a beautiful day for Thanksgiving. Look at that gorgeous sunrise. We have our downtown Raleigh. We are seeing cold temperatures this morning, but it'll be the warmest afternoon this week. I'll show you how it will feel coming up.